Ironized Yeast presents
Lights Out, Everybody. Of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing with fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. Tonight's is a story that's happening because a very long time ago, I found myself in the sub-sub-basement of a huge department store. A strange subterranean world of half-lights and half-darknesses. So, to you who thrill to whatever might be beneath the earth, I bring you a tale of sub-basement. After a brief word from Ironized Yeast, Frank Martin.
Do you feel droopy these days? Tired out oftener than you ought to be? Losing too much weight, perhaps? Well, if, as may be true of many people nowadays, you simply aren't getting enough vitamin B1 and iron from your food, if that's what's to blame, cheer up. Because Ironized Yeast tablets give you both vital substances in easy-to-take tablet form at a cost of but a few pennies a day. Men and women by the scores and hundreds who used to suffer from these deficiencies now thank the two-way help of Ironized Yeast tablets for glorious pep and strength and needed pounds regained. They tell how today they can really enjoy life again. That's right. They're thanking Ironized Yeast Tablets. And now?
Lights out, everybody.
But of course I can run an elevator.
I was just asking.
And I told you. Well, here we are. All right. All right, are you getting out?
I suppose so.
Suppose so. For 10 years, that's all I've heard. Where do you work? What do you do? Why don't you let me see you?
Don't get angry.
Oh, I'm not angry. I'm just telling you. Come on, this way.
Big basement.
You don't know the half of it. Like a whole city down here.
A person goes to a department store and doesn't know all this is underneath.
Say that again.
And you're in charge of everything down here?
That's another fact. Here. Look at these.
What are they? Furnaces?
Oil burning. Heats and air conditions the whole building up above. 20 stories.
But where is everybody?
Nothing but a watchman at this hour of the night. Everything's shut down.
Help!
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
What did you do that for?
Oh, I just wanted to hear my voice. It's like a big cave down here.
Yelling out like that. Won't you ever grow up?
Don't be angry, Arnie.
All right, come on.
Yes, Arnie.
Come on, in here.
Another elevator?
Well, you want to see everything, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. Down? Some more?
Yeah. All right.
Another basement.
Yeah. Go ahead. Plenty of light to see behind.
What's down here?
Come on over here. I'll show you. There, in the wall.
Is it a tunnel?
That's what it is.
But a tunnel down here?
See those tracks?
Yes. Where did they go?
How do you think all the merchandise is brought to all the stores here in the business section? Tunnel system, that's how. Right under the city streets.
I had no idea.
Mighty few people have. Trains run on those tracks, bring the stuff right in.
trained. Oh, Arnie.
You think all I've got to do is make jokes? You think the only kind of a train's a big one?
Well, I just don't know.
These are little ones. They run on electric batteries, just like they have down in the mines. Come on, I'll show you.
Where?
In the tunnel.
But it's so dark.
There are lights every little ways. Come on.
I don't think so.
What's the matter with you?
I'm afraid.
Oh, for John's sake. For years you've pestered me to see... You come along, Emma, you understand?
All right. Arnie, this is far enough.
Oh, for John's sake, what's the matter with you now?
I don't know.
Come on, there's one of the little engines parked down at the end of the tunnel. You might as well see it. Well, keep walking.
I think I'd like
down to... Down this way, you'll see the train.
Yes, but Arnie, the lights... Arnie, where are you?
Right here.
What's the matter?
Matter?
Oh, why are you standing so close to me?
I'm your husband.
Oh, Arnie, don't be silly.
Emma, I'm going to tell you something.
Arnie, what's the matter with
you? Listen to me for the last time.
Last time? Arnie, what's the matter with you?
Do you know that you can't get out of here?
What?
You can't get out of here.
Arnie, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, Arnie, you haven't made a joke like that in years. The last time you tried to scare me was right after we were married, remember? With that fur piece you made off was a dead animal that had gotten in the bedroom. You remember?
I remember. Come along further, Emma.
Oh, sure. As long as I know what you're up to, I don't mind. How far are we going?
A long way.
All right, Arnie. Anything you say.
Don't I know it. All right.
All right? What?
This is as far as we're going.
Oh. I feel funny. I've never been under the ground so far in so long. It was very nice of you, Arnie, to take me down here. It's so interesting. Very nice of you. Arnie, why don't you say something? Arnie, is something the matter? Arnie, really, you can't frighten me. Not now, you know. Arnie, are we waiting for someone? If we are, I think I hear him.
Hear him?
Well, yes, don't you?
No.
But I heard something.
I tell you, there's no one down
here. All right. All right, if you say so, Arnie.
If I say so. Can't you say something else but that even now?
Now?
Yes. Irma, I'm going...
There, I heard it again.
What?
Are there trains running this late at night?
Trains?
If it's a train, we ought to get out of here. Tunnel so now, Arnie, please.
Shut up. Let me listen.
Hear it?
Will you shut up? Who's there? Who's there?
Isn't there supposed to be anyone?
Oh, of course not. I saw to it. Is that you? Is that you, Tom?
Who's Tom?
Tom, are you down here?
One of the watchmen?
I told him I'd pull his boxes tonight. I told him. Tom! Hey, Tom!
What's wrong?
Tom, what's the matter with you? Come on out here. Do you hear me? Come out right away or I'm firing you. Tom!
Is he playing jokes, too?
That fool, I'll break his neck. Get my hands on that.
No, Arnie, don't leave me. Arnie, where did you go? Arnie, it's so dark, the tunnel. Arnie, where are you?
Oh.
Arnold, was that you? Arnold, it is you. Did you cry out? What?
Stay back.
You. That man. Who?
From what's left of his face, I think it's Tom.
What? What happened? The train ran over him? Arnold, answer me, was it?
Train? No. Something's torn out his throat. Come on. Gotta get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Something down here.
Arnie, wait. I can't
police.
Go so fast.
Police, I'll get the police.
Please, Arnie, wait for me. Arnie, what's the matter? Arnie, why are you just standing here? Why don't you open the door?
Door? wasn't closed before.
Well, open it.
It won't open. It won't open!
Ladies and gentlemen, a moment of turning away from this strange story of sub-basement. Yes, and in this moment of turning away from adventure, let's go to an entirely different scene. An office busy with the pressure of wartime work.
Well, sure, I'd like to put in more overtime and make more money the same as the other fellows. I should be able to do it, but it's all I can do to keep working 8 hours a day. Often at night, I feel too tired to enjoy my food. I'm jittery. I can't relax. Losing sleep, losing weight. How it's going to end up, I don't know.
Well, if vitamin B1 and iron shortage is your trouble, try ironized yeast tablets. They supply both vital substances.
But what makes them so vital?
Why, when you don't get enough vitamin B1 from the food you eat, you may lose your appetite, not eat all you need, lose weight, lose pep and energy. And without enough iron, you may be weak and pale. You may feel only half alive.
And you say ironized yeast tablets supply both of them?
You bet they do. It's this two-way help that's been of such benefit to any number of people with these deficiencies. So if you're short on vitamin B1 and iron, get ironized yeast tablets right away. Then see if pretty soon you don't say,
"Oh, it's sure great to feel like myself again. That fagged out feeling is gone. I eat and sleep as I should once more. I'm sure glad I took ironized yeast."
And now back to our lights-out story of sub-basement. A man and his wife are far beneath the city streets in the tunnel leading to the sub-basement of a large department store.
All right. We'll be there in a minute.
But are you sure?
I tell you, it's an emergency exit. It's always kept open.
Why was that door locked?
Stop asking me that. I don't know.
And that watchman?
Stop talking, will you? I don't know anything.
Barney, why did you stop talking? And why stop? You said the emergency exit.
That's it.
What?
Behind those timbers. It's blocked off. You understand? It's blocked off.
Oh, what do we do? We can't just stand here. Arnold, that man was killed. There's someone down here, I'm afraid. Oh, Arnold, get me out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta think.
Think?
Oh, whoever killed Tom, not down here necessarily.
You don't think so, Arnie?
Well, why should he be? Nothing to steal down here. Tom was always borrowing money from people. Somebody he didn't pay back. Yeah, that's it.
But the doors...
Oh, well, he got out and closed the doors. What of it? We can get out. Come on.
Where?
I told you these tunnels lead to the buildings all over the business section. Follow the tunnel to the next sub-basement, to the next building. We'll get out, that's all.
Honey, don't get too far ahead of me.
Oh, well, just walk fast, will you?
Yes. Oh, Arnie, I look forward so very much to tonight. It had been so long since you'd even thought about me. I knew that. And tonight, when you called me up and told me to meet you here, and then when you started to play those crazy, scary jokes before, even then
Irma, you see it too?
Is it after us?
Don't talk, run.
Oh, my side, it's hurting.
Well, that's too bad.
Arnie, don't leave me behind. Arnie, I can't run any faster. Arnie, wait.
Oh, oh.
Arnie.
Oh.
Arnie, watch. Oh, Arnie. Oh, I'll kill me.
Oh.
Arnie.
Oh.
What? Your leg.
Oh. Broken. It's broken.
Oh, Arnie, come on. Hold on to me, will you?
No, no, I
But you can't lie here, that thing.
It's coming.
I don't know. I can't see it.
I was running. A rock under my foot.
Arnold, over here, a pile of boxes.
What?
Hide behind them. If I help you, could you go over there?
Yes, hide, hide. Give me your arm.
Yes, I will. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. If you hold my arm tight. Come.
Get over there.
Come on. I'll help you.
Take it easy, will you?
That's it. We're getting there.
Hurt.
Back here. There.
Oh. Oh, help me down.
Yes. Easy. Here you are.
God.
Oh, honey. There. Oh. Oh. We'll be all right.
Oh. Can you see it?
No. No, it's gone.
Oh.
Just don't think about it, Arnie.
What was it? Emily, you hear me? What was it? Well, you went to school. You studied things like that. That thing. What was it? Emily, didn't you hear me?
Yes. I heard you.
What was it? What was it? Was it a lizard? Yeah. Some kind of a lizard. That's it. A lizard.
Some kind of a lizard.
Oh, why do you say it that way?
I saw it good, Arnie.
Well?
In school, one of the books, there was an animal like that.
Oh, how did it get down here? A lizard that big?
Oh, no, you don't understand. Geology book. The thing wasn't a lizard, exactly.
Huh?
It was a dinosaur.
You crazy?
No. I'm telling you what I saw. It sort of sat up on its hind feet. Just like the picture in the book.
What are you trying to do? Make me crazy, too? Why, those things died millions of years ago.
Arnie, look.
Huh?
Way down the tunnel. By the light. It is a dinosaur.
Don't move!
Arnie. It is a dinosaur. Has it gone away?
I don't know.
It's been so long.
Okay. Just don't move.
It just looked at us.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it come after us? Why?
Maybe it didn't see us.
What?
Well, it was like something that had been in the dark for a long, long time.
Yes. Oh.
Don't move around.
Oh, there's a little room back here.
Oh, would you rather go out there?
Oh, don't be angry with me, Ernie.
Angry? Why should I be angry? Emma, you went to school. You studied those things. You called it a
dinosaur.
Yeah. All these hours I've been thinking, how could a thing like that, which was supposed to have passed out of the world so many years ago, how could it be alive now?
I don't know.
Emma, listen, I know. This tunnel under the business district, they were putting on an extension, blasting in the rock. Maybe that thing came out from inside the earth.
Maybe.
You're not frightened, are you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm with you.
If it came back, what could I do for you?
It's just being with you.
Yeah.
I keep thinking.
What?
That poor watchman.
Yeah, it'll really be something when it's morning and everyone finds out about it.
What do you think they'll do?
They'll hunt it down. The police will get it soon enough.
Arnold.
Yeah?
Arnold, what if it won't be here then?
Huh?
It's been hours since we last saw it standing down there. What if it's gone back where it came from?
It's all right with me.
But what if they're not...
They'll hunt it down. They'll find it.
Arnold, what's that?
All right. Everything's all right.
But what was...
6 o'clock. That was the bell back in the basement. The day engineer turned off one of the sprinkler alarms.
Oh. Oh, Arnie. Come on. Come on, I'll help you.
Wait.
But you said it was...
Look. Over there. Back. It's back.
Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! He's looking right at us.
Oh. Well, they didn't hear us, but it did.
It's starting this way.
Oh.
My leg.
Arnie.
Oh. How slowly it's moving. As if it... You can hardly see. That's it, Emma, that's it.
What?
It's blind. That thing's blind. It's lived under the earth so long it can't see.
But it's still coming this way. Oh, honey, come on.
I can't.
Hold on to me,
Let me alone. Go ahead.
No, try. I'll carry you.
You can't carry me.
I will.
Go ahead, Emma. Go ahead, I tell
I
you.
Won't
go on. Don't stay here, I tell you. Go on.
Honey, please listen to
me. You stay here with me. I wanted to kill you tonight, you hear me? I brought you down here to kill you.
Oh, Arnie, no, you're only saying
you. I'm telling you the truth. I brought you down here to kill you.
No, Arnie, I'll stay with you.
Listen to me. I brought you down here to kill you. Now, that's the truth. Look at me and believe it because it's the truth.
That's why you...
That's why I suddenly got so wonderful. I was sick and tired of you. I was sick and tired of living. So I brought you down here to kill you and then kill myself.
Arnie...
Look at it out there. It's feeling its way along. Well, he'll take care of me, but you've got to get out of here, Irma.
No.
You've got to get out. I deserve to die, but Irma, not you. You're so blasted good. I guess that's why I got tired of you, but that's no reason for you to die. Irma, stop looking at me like that. You've got to get out. Run straight down the tunnel. Keep running and you'll get away. Irma, just don't look at me. Get going.
No, Arnold.
Why don't you say what you've always said to me all these years? Just as you say, Arnie, just as you say. Oh, Irma, Irma, will you get out of here?
How slowly it moves.
Irma!
It is blind.
Bless you. Look, will you listen to me? Will you go? You've got to go. They'll think I've killed you.
No, they won't. They
won't. Yes, they will. I left a note back home for the police. I told them I had killed you. If that thing kills you and me, they'll still think I was the one who did it. Now, do you want me to be a murderer? Do you want that?
You left a note.
Yes, yes. Don't you remember I turned back after you went out the door on the dining room table? Irma, get out of here and get that note. Don't make them think I killed you and I didn't and I don't want to. You're such a good... You're too good for me. And I was tired and I was crazy. Don't make me a murderer, Irma.
Arnie... Goodbye.
Goodbye? Yes, Irma. Yes, hurry. Run fast. Straight ahead. He won't get you, I promise.
Arnie.
Go.
All right. You blind thing, you. Here I am. Yeah. Here I am. Here. I'm not scared. Come and get me.
All right, Mr. Obler. You'll never get me down in my sub-basement again.
On the contrary, Frank, I should imagine tonight's story would make you extremely curious about subterranean matters. Remember, at the very start of the play, I said something about the play happening because of something that had happened to me a very, very long time ago?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Frank, it happened when I was just a child.